Eagle in the Morning with Petch and Amy.
There were a lot of firsts for me this week, and I saw my first seal. I went for a run on the boardwalk on Friday night.
Nice.
I was around 6-ish, I guess. And okay. I always park in front of Henlopen Hotel. Mm-hmm. Well, right by there.
It's a little bit quieter down that end.
It is. That's where when I go down the shore in the summer, I always just park there. It's, mm-hmm. I get there early. I get like prime parking. It's easy in, easy out.
Yep.
And I like it because when I go to run on the boardwalk, it gives you the full mile down and the full mile back. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to walk back. So I ran down, ran back, and there's like a group of four or five people on the beach looking, uh-huh. And I didn't know what they were looking at. I couldn't tell. Here, there's a little seal. Ended up being a news story. I don't know if Delaware Online reported, okay. There was a sleepy seal on the beach. But he was so
big
cute.
News for
yeah.
the weekend.
Yeah, he matched the color of the sand. I had never seen a seal before, though, and I never thought about it. And I looked, and I wanted to walk over and go closer because I've heard that they're friendly.
Mm-hmm.
You always see videos of like seal pups, you know, and mm-hmm. they're real friendly with people. I went to go, but there's already a group of people around. I didn't want to be part of,
be a part of that. Yeah, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah, because the thing is, knowing your luck, because it was this whole thing a few weeks ago was dolphins or sharks or something where people were picking one up, trying to get selfies with it, and ended up dying.
Yeah.
That would be just your luck that a bunch of people did that. Someone would take a picture and you'd be standing
I'd
there.
I'd be in it.
And you'd have
nothing, 97.7 t-shirt.
You'd have nothing to do with it whatsoever, but it would be just your luck you would be standing
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so a lot of firsts. Yeah. So I saw my first seal.
Very cool.
I went to American Pie.
Where's that?
It's on the avenue. I guess it's a new place. It's up from on the same side where Thrasher's is, and it's right on the avenue, just a few up from Louis' Pizza Place.
Yeah.
But I went to American Pie, and I had a mushroom, pepper, and onion. Those slices were huge, and I waited till after I ran, so I was really hungry. And I really wanted to get two, but I just got one. I sat on the beach and ate. It was good.
Isn't there something nice about just as soon as you like you get out of winter and then you know like spring's coming, it's starting to get a little bit warmer. Isn't it nice that we're fortunate enough to live right by the beach where you can go and just grab a slice and go and sit on the sand for a while? It's actually very cool.
Yeah, and I always say to people, listen, To live where other people vacation is ideal, but I think like Turks and Caicos. I'm not thinking Rehoboth. But it was good. It was good. And then I went up to, on Saturday, we went up to Six and Pine, the restaurant on top of Nordstrom's.
Oh, yeah. Did you like it?
I did. I got a burger from there. We got their hummus for an appetizer, really good, and a burger. It was pretty good. I ended up seeing half of it, and then I ate the other half when I came home. But
it's interesting because it's like it's tucked out the way upstairs in Nordstrom's, and you could easily walk past it and not even know it was there.
Yeah.
But the food in there is really good.
And it's funny because I was talking to them. They're like, oh, yeah, look, you know, you're so close to everything. I was like, I'm driving an hour and a half.
That is close.
From Rehoboth to Newark on Saturday to go eat a burger somewhere. Like, it's Delaware. Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
Yeah, it does.
But I really wanted to go try it. Yeah. So there, it was good. If you've never been to the North, and it wasn't expensive at all.
Mm-mm.
We each got a burger and hummus, and it was like $30 or something. Yeah. I thought because Nordstrom's is expensive,
a bit fancy.
That it would be fancy, but it's not. So if you want to check that out, you can. So a lot of firsts for me this weekend. Also a first over the weekend for a 70-year-old grandma who took her first. She took a test drive in the self-driving Tesla. She in the driver's seat, obviously not driving. Here's how she reacted.
Oh, there's cars coming! Oh, there's cars! Ah, I could never! Oh, where's it going? Oh, is the car coming? Oh my God, they're going to hit us!
That's how I imagine everybody's going to be in the self-driving car, at least until you get used to it.
I'll hold my hands in the air and say that would pretty much be me. I make a horror, even though it's been said before by you many times, that I wouldn't be classed as the best driver in the world. But as a passenger, I'm a million times worse. I'm constantly, like, my foot's tapping or I've got my hand on, I'm holding up the handle thing on the door.
Yeah.
Like, I make a horrible passenger. That would be me in a self-driving car.
You think she's 70 years old. She's born in 1946.
Mm-hmm.
How much things have changed for her?
Oh, yeah.
1946 to, I mean, you're not that far off from that, you know.
Well, let me tell you something scary. So I quickly had a quick Facebook chat with my dad on Friday, and he's horrible. Like, I'll see him online, and I'll be like, oh, hey, how's everything?
Yeah.
And then he never replies. He reads it, But then
does he not know that you can tell when people read it?
I don't think so. Because then, like, and then it'll take him a couple of days to get back to me. So he did. And he says to me, so he's just been out for a nice dinner and stuff. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. So he said, yeah, it's our wedding anniversary today, which I forgot about. But 49 years. I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. So it was,
yikes.
All of a sudden, I had that whole, like, I had two waves of little moments over the weekend. Mm. There was that one, and then I DJed a party on Saturday, and I was like, everyone just seems like really young, you know. Just very weird. Just
you're
very
pretty
weird.
Old.
Just very weird.
You're but almost 50, dude.
I got a way to go yet.
A way to go?
A little bit.
What's considered a way to go? You're 47.
Yeah, that's still a way. That's not 40. 49 is close to 50. 47, not so much.
Okay.
That's how I'm rolling.
You guys do math the same way you fight battles. Awful. That's why we won.